It's time to get nerdy, y'all.
A little bit of gaming history for you.
Something relevant in gaming and discuss our opinions on it.
Should we kick it out of here or should we kickstart it?
This is the part where you, the listeners, try to stump the hosts.
I'm not a lawyer. I just play one on a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, lads and lasses of all ages, welcome to the show. It is Monday, March 16th, 2026, and it is time to get nerdy. Welcome to episode 372 of Two Nerds in a Pod, the nerdiest gaming podcast in the multiverse, and I am joined by some specialists in the field of all things simology. So, I would like to welcome Heather and Sire for being here on the show today. Lom is out, but we are going to have a fantastic time because I know nothing about The Sims. So we're going to cover The Sims in all the usual respects. News, history, lawsuits, and everything in between as it relates to this, our favorite hobby of video gaming. But first, how you guys doing? Excited to have you on the show.
So excited. Sul Sul, first of all.
Sul Sul, Muchu Shakapaka?
Mac, that is Simlish, which is a gibberish language that is more based on tone than actual grammar.
Interesting.
What Sire just said to you is hello.
Oh, Sul Sul?
Sul Sul.
Sul Sul. Nice. So do I get some simoleons now?
You do.
Yes.
You get a little bank of simoleons.
Nice.
You're going to start off, 20,000 is what we're giving you.
20,000 to start? So, is that pretty standard or am I
special?
That
is standard. Yeah. Unless you have a family, then, you know, you get dependent pay.
Roger that. You guys have a lot of work cut out for you because I know nothing. But we usually start off the show by, sharing if there's anything interesting going on in our lives. Now, obviously, Lom and I do it every single week. So it's usually like, oh, I went and did this, you know, laser tag thing or whatever. He's into laser tag, competitive laser tag. It's
competitive?
Yeah. He actually took me to one of the places when I went out to visit him in person, and it was competitive, and those children did not know what was coming for them when we got onto the scene. We wrecked them.
You won?
Oh, yeah. We won against a group of 10 children. It was practically a birthday party. It was great. but anyway, neither here nor there. Is there anything you want to share about yourselves? About your, maybe since this is a sim-centric episode, perhaps something about your experience or how long you've been playing The Sims.
Yeah.
And if you hear a cat in the background occasionally, that's because she just wants to be in here.
I am Sire. I have been playing The Sims since it came out. And I never played The Sims 3. I never played The Sims 2. I never played The Sims 1. The reason being, I was 12 when The Sims 4 came out. And before I was 12, I was not allowed a computer. So Sims was my first ever game, besides like Minecraft, I guess I probably played before that. Or maybe not. Sims was my first game. Sims 4 was my first game I ever played, and it has been my favorite ever since. And I haven't played it in months because anyone who plays The Sims knows that you play for like a full work week shift.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a 40-hour commitment, mm-hmm. and then you don't play for 6 months. And then you pick it right back up where you left off.
Does that coincide with specific like new releases?
Absolutely nothing to do with anything ever. It is just purely sporadic.
Oh, okay.
Unless like a pack comes out that you've been waiting for since the dawn of time.
Gotcha.
Which has happened.
And Heather, how about you?
I am new to Sims 4. I've only been playing for about a year and a half. It is actually the last video game that I have, new video game that I have played, but I've been playing games since the 90s, so lots of video games.
Surely nothing on MS-DOS.
That's a separate podcast, Mac.
Very fair. Well, we're glad to have you. Well, it is fantastic to have you guys. So, usually we start off with a little bit of news. And I was curious, because I tried not to do too much for this, because I knew you were going to bring me on board, if there was any special Sim news that you had in mind to talk about.
Definitely.
So, first of all, I can tell you that a brand new pack was just released. It's the 21st expansion pack. It's called Royalty and Legacy. just came out in February, and that one's pretty exciting because you can have royal families, you can have scandals, political intrigue, nobles, things like that.
And it's huge because The Sims, being like a largely story-based game, playing royalty like simulations is huge for simmers, because you'll almost, like, any simmer you ask has a dynasty that they've been playing with that's like people related to people related to people related to their very first sim that they created, stuff like that, or like making fake royal families. So the fact that they like created something where that exists in the game, you don't have to like make it up in your head and in a Google Doc, it's great.
Yes, generations are a really big deal.
Yes.
Okay, so this leads me to some questions. The Sims is a sim game. Simulation is in the names. But I'm afraid that I don't know that much about how the game itself works. Like, I know if I'm playing a game like Hollow Knight or Commander Keen, but I know kind of what the objective is. But what's the objective in a game like Sims 4?
I feel like there's no objective. And okay. I feel like to some people that's what makes The Sims awful, because there's no end. And there's no... I mean, there's a beginning and it's you opening the game. But it's like you have an entire world that you can build in, create people in, get jobs. You know, it's a life simulator, just with like wacky things thrown into it.
And just in the off chance that there's anybody even somewhat thinking about throwing shade at a game that doesn't really have a distinct end, Minecraft is among the best-selling games of all time, and for the great majority of its history, even whilst occupying that position, it didn't actually have an end. So, you know, maybe expand your horizons a little bit.
I think you can also decide what type of player you want to be. Some people are builders, so they love to build houses, neighborhoods. That's what Sire likes to play. She's a builder. Me, for instance, though, I'm more of a storyline person, because I can't build a roof to save my life. It's difficult. So, I mean,
it's not that hard.
Well, you know, each to their own there. But I mean, you can also play a lot of different challenges and get rewards. So before a pack comes out, normally there's different challenges that come up. And by doing those, you are rewarded different things, whether it's wardrobe or furniture, different things for your inventory. And so some people like to play that way. Some people are purists and won't use any cheats. So it just depends on how you want to play.
So you mentioned packs, and I have, maybe this is getting us way afield, but I've seen that there are game packs and expansion packs, and they seem to occupy two different realms, and I don't know why?
The primary realm is how much you want to fork over for an extra game experience.
Well, let's start with from the beginning. The base game is free.
Base game is free. Okay. So there is absolutely no excuse to have never played The Sims 4 because it is free.
The first taste is free.
Base game is free. And base game is enough. Like, okay, so packs are kind of insane because cumulatively there's 21 expansion packs alone. That's not including stuff packs, game packs, like you said, kits, stuff like that, which are just smaller degrees of packs, expansion packs. But if you were to buy them all, you would be spending, I think, like $1,700 total.
Good heavens.
So the game itself being free is kind of huge, because you can decide to spend $1,700 if you want to, but you don't have to. You can just play the base game, and that comes with three worlds, tons of properties, tons of like clothes and outfits and stuff. It's not by any means limited.
Yeah, and so it's a single player game, but it's populated with non-playable characters. Yeah. And so it's kind of fun, even though it's a single player game, other people who played it, those are repetitive from the beginning. So a lot of us know who certain people are and what they're doing. And it's just so, you know, characteristic of who they are and the things where they live and their attitudes and things like that. And as the game has evolved, sometimes that changes. So it's not the same in everyone's game, which is also really interesting.
And so that changing from the base game in plot, I guess you might say, is that also influenced by the game packs and the expansion packs?
Yeah.
Yeah. There are different families, different worlds with each pack, different like hobbies and jobs you can have. So it adds a ton and changes the like base game a lot.
Gotcha. And they always have a sale. Like, uh-huh. It's always on sale. So you just wait till it's like 60% off. And then, you know, if you really want a cat or a dog, you can't have that. Yeah, you can't have that in the base game. You have to buy a pack called Dogs and Cats.
Call the ASPCA. Question for you. What is the biggest plot or like relationship change that happened to the game because of a game pack or an expansion pack?
Get to work, I would say. Or seasons. No, seasons for sure. There are no seasons in base game Sims 4. You have to purchase seasons for $39.99, which is kind of insane because it adds like, it's just a sunny day. All the rest of the time it adds clouds and rain and, you know, holidays and different things and festivals and all this stuff. And then Get to Work as well was the first time that like your Sims used to disappear for 8 hours a day. If they had a job, they would just go away and you would be on fast forward mode. If you buy the expansion pack Get to Work, you can go with them and actually control them during their day, because otherwise you don't know what they do.
We could also talk about the worst.
We did prepare our list of expansion packs and the worlds that they come with. We ranked them.
Oh my gosh. As well. You can't see this, but it is a lovely visual print off. There are tiers, S, A, B, C, and D. And is that something? No, that's just also
that's
on the D.
Extra D,
tour.
Yeah.
Extra D. Oh my gosh. Normally we call that F, but you know, okay. I'll leave that.
It's so bad.
But fantastic. Well, okay. Then I just have one last, shall we say, foundational question.
Sure.
Most of what you're doing in The Sims, at least before Go to Work, was, and I'm sure I got that wrong, was to deal with your Sim in the morning, send them off to work, bring them back, keep them happy, fed, things like that.
They go to the bathroom. They have to eat food now, unless you play an occult sim, which is an expansion pack where you can get vampires, werewolves,
fairies,
mermaids, all sorts of different things. And they have different needs.
Can you be a cult leader?
Yes.
Well, that's, you can just do that. You could choose to.
No. Get Together expansion pack introduce clubs, and you can call the clubs whatever you want and make them do whatever you want. So, yes.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, okay. So I am dazzled by this tier list. if y'all are ready, I'm ready to hear.
Okay. Obviously, there's a lot, so we don't have to tell you all of them. If for anyone who is listening who is a, like, incredibly intense Sims fan, this does leave out the previous, like, four expansion packs and game packs that have come out, because we haven't played them yet.
Okay, okay.
So, can't rate them if I haven't been there. But for us, the top two worlds are Windenburg and Sulani. Windenburg is, like, a European Dutch kind of city. It has the most playable lots of any world in The Sims.
Okay, follow-up question.
Yes.
Lots sounds like plots.
Yes. Squares of land of various size where you can modify their purpose, residential, commercial, etc.
You can build a museum, a restaurant, a house. It depends on what the lot is dedicated for, if you're not playing with cheats.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can really build whatever you want there.
Yes.
Now, that is interesting, because while I have never played any of the Sims games, I do have a lot of fond memories of Sim City.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And it's sounding like this is a outgrowth of that game.
This is what they took from the Sim City. Those green, you know, squares that you could drop, and it would turn red if you were like not in a place you could build or too close to an industrial plant. It's that. It's like they're in set locations, but it'll be like, sorry, this one's a commercial lot, you can only build a gym here.
Or
like, oh, this one's residential, you can build whatever you want here.
Cool. Okay. So, was it Windenburg? Windenburg's got those huge tracts of land.
I want to say 27, whereas like the ones in D-Tier have 4. So it's like, it's a vast difference. And that's where like the expansion packs get kind of fishy, because there's a lot of disappointment down here where you paid nearly $40 for an expansion to your game and only got 4 lots. Whereas a year ago, I paid $40 and I got 27 lots. So it's like,
but that's a builder talking.
Yes.
I'll also say, because most of ours that are in the D list are ones that are occults, but I can't live without playing with vampires. But the world it comes with is pretty disappointing. It's only got, I think, 5 residential, and there's nothing else there. There's no there's like a little promenade. There's no like
no real... bar, no library.
Yeah, no park. No, there's a pond you can fish in, and you can dig up some garlic, and that's about it. And then you've got to go somewhere else. So, but you had to get that pack to be able to play a vampire. So it was worth it to me because of the other things, because I can go to other worlds.
This does not reflect the pack itself.
Yes.
It's just the world.
Okay.
For the most part. Some of them might line up, but it's not.
So now that we've been talking about digital real estate and how many spots and such you get, it has me wondering, does that mean that when you download the pack, that it bolts on a few extra plots of land? And then now all the land you've got in your sim world, you can add on things? Or are you going into a new world that's purpose-built?
Yeah, I guess it's not that SimCity like in that way. They're all individual. So like you can see they have different thumbnails. That's what they look like.
Okay.
So you'd have to like go back into the main menu and say, I want to travel to Glimmerbrook. Mm. Or I want to travel to, you know, Tenford-on-Badgley, like whatever. And you have to physically travel with your Sims to and from there. They're not connected.
Gotcha.
Albeit they do all have roads like leading away from town when you're on the map, which is kind of cute.
But you can take your Sim family from on a road trip through different things.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I don't have to start a new family.
No.
In each place.
Whatever world you have is like fully accessible by any Sim that you're playing. It's just you have to, it's not an open world game.
Okay.
So you can't be like, we're going to walk from this town to this town, which a lot of people have problems with because Sims 3 was open world and Sims 4 was not.
Oh.
Kind of fishy there.
I'll save more questions for later as we go because I want to get, because you've put so much work into this tier list.
Well, you know.
Sorry, I'm turning to address Heather now. Sorry, clearly you've put so much work
into this. No, we were just saying, you do not want to listen to us go through all 21 of these worlds. I think the...
you're right, I don't. But I want us to get to at least more than two.
Right.
Okay. I can just name them. Simmers will know.
Real simmers will
Real know. Simmers will know. The important part is those...
Okay, simmer down, everybody.
Sorry. On A tier, Willow Creek, Brindleton Bay, Strangerville, Ravenwood, and Chestnut Ridge. B tier, San Mishuno, Del Sol Valley, Mount Komorebi, Henford-on-Badgley, and Tomarang. To be fair, I'm also realizing reading these out loud, this is the first time I've ever said these names aloud because I've played this game alone in my room for the past 12 years.
Sims is a single player game.
And I have never been like, let's go to Tomarang. I could be like wrong on that.
Well, I don't think you need to be worried about mispronunciation of the names so much as the people who are going to come for you because of the ranking.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. All right.
Yeah, that's why maybe we don't want to share the complete list.
C tier. Oasis Springs, New Crest, Tartosa, Copperdale, and San Sequoia. And now for the bottom, the low of the low. Glimmerbrook, Brightchester, Evergreen Harbor, Moonwood Mill, Forgotten Hollow, and Magnolia Promenade.
Okay, now I want to know about Magnolia Promenade because that ranked the lowest. What's going on?
Remember when you asked what pack was the most influential for the game and we said Get to Work?
Uh-huh.
That's that pack.
But all the things you got with it are amazing. Should we talk about the aliens?
Yeah, I think you should.
We're going to have to talk
about the aliens. Well, I've never been abducted, so you have to cover this topic.
So Get to Work, you get to go to certain jobs with your sim because of that. So you can be a doctor.
An astronaut.
Yeah, a veterinarian.
A cop. You can be like a secret agent sort of thing and like go to work with them to the police station.
Yep, the Life and Death pack came out recently and you can be a Grim Reaper.
Ooh.
So lots of interesting things. But also, by getting that pack, you can get abducted by aliens. And like I said, I am bad at building roofs. I was in the basement of my home. And I'm like, why is this beam of light touching me? Zoomed me right out of that house. Because you're supposed to be outside to be abducted by aliens. But apparently I'd missed a corner where the roof didn't quite go over. So I was abducted. Actually, it was my spouse, Constantine, an elder vampire, lovely man.
Amazing.
But I also didn't know that what's great about Sims is it's very gender friendly. So you can use different pronouns. Mm. They do, they, them.
Mm-hmm.
Constantine identifies as the male gender and apparently they can get pregnant.
Oh.
So he came back down
not just they can, but they will. Like, if your male sim gets
beamed up. He's never not gotten pregnant and he's been beamed up, to be quite honest. It's happened more than once. So,
he is fertile ground for this
yes,
sim alien.
Yes. And then they have a little space baby.
Oh.
And it's, and then it's an alien.
Do you get to keep the space baby or do they try coming for it like Scully's baby?
You can send it back to its home planet or you can keep it. We keep ours.
Well,
but, you
have
know,
yours like aged up?
Yes. And then I made her an astronaut.
Yeah. That's funny.
Nice.
They'll get like a crisis and they're like, I want to meet my mom. And you're like,
that never happened. My, you know, my alien must be really well adjusted. She's happy. She's never asked one question about space.
And in context too, the aliens are not alien looking. They are just like colorful sims. Yeah. Like they either have like blue, green, or purple. They look like that.
They're
alien...
just like wearing a morph suit or something.
Have you watched the movie Signs?
Yeah.
And you know that part where Joaquin Phoenix is watching the TV and he's like, Vominos, children, Vominos. Yeah. And that green alien comes by. They look like that. And they just kind of.
They do kind of.
Because they have like kind of pointy ears, dark eyes.
Okay.
And they make a weird kind of sound. But then they can wear a skin where you can't tell they're an alien.
Mm. Oh, all the occult sims have a human form.
Yes.
And then they have their like occult
form.
Mm. So shape-shifting not just for werewolves.
Correct.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
So that's why that one's at the very bottom. Because
but the world itself is just like...
It's four commercial lots that are like stores.
You can build like a retail store and it's like, that's not
Which
fun.
Was like, and it, that was also the first one that came out. So it was like really exciting. But if it came out today, like EA would get murdered, essentially.
Yes. We would rightly trash
It would
them.
Be done. Yeah.
Yes. The other worst world is because of what it did to the game.
Yeah. Evergreen Harbor, Oh God, I don't even remember what it's called. The Eco Living expansion pack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sounded awesome on paper because it was like, it's a town that's like all made out of recycled materials and you can live in like a shipping container sort of home. Like you can, it really like, it made it really cool and planty and eco-friendly and it was giving Portland like heavily. And it was cool and I was really excited to get that pack. Bought it. Tell me why, right after I buy that pack, every other world, the rest of these girls get an eco rating. And suddenly I go play, I forget about it. I'm like, okay, eco rating, whatever. I go play a world in like Willow Creek, one of the original base game Sims world. A woman in a orange vest comes up, knocks on my door. Hi, I'm the eco inspector. You have a propane grill. You have an unbreakable refrigerator. Your oven doesn't have a fume hood. Your toilet is the like fancy Japanese toilet. That's not gonna work. You're using this sort of siding on your house. You get fined 5,000 simoleons. And she comes back every like year in Sims time until you fix it. And you can't get rid of them.
No.
She's just in the game now.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay, so not all worlds have their stuff transferable to your other worlds.
They once you get a pack, that pack applies to every pack.
Oh,
so like,
okay.
Oh, you got vampires.
That's why it's so great, though.
Now vampires are coming and visiting, you know, Windenburg.
Okay. Okay. So for a minute there, I was just going to be like, how dare they make OSHA inspections be the one thing that moves across? But okay.
No, but you don't want that to move across.
Yeah.
Because it's messing up your other game.
There's also an expansion or a stuff pack that's like laundry or something where your Sims get smelly if you don't do laundry. And it's like, I understand that it's a life simulator and that for some people that's really gratifying to like have their life going really well and like task forward in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But some of us find it really annoying.
Some of us are doing laundry while we're playing the game.
Mm. Exactly. Or like when they just like, how many times? I know, you know, some of us pee a lot, but how many times do we have to stop what we're doing so you can go pee? Like feeding them sometimes and taking care of their needs can be really annoying. So you don't want another need like smelly laundry to deal with.
And OSHA.
Yeah.
And OSHA. This is a fantastic tier list.
Thanks, Mac.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. I did have a couple things I wanted to share about the legacy of The Sims that, you know, vaguely works into a sort of history bent, although we've kind of gone through sort of some of the history of the game as well. I was going to talk about some of the history outside of the game specifically. So the series of Sims ranks as the 10th best-selling video game franchise of all time. The Sims games combined generated lifetime sales of more than $5 billion US dollars. which is impressive. But we have to pour something out for something that we lost, because there was going to be a live-action film based on the franchise. They announced it in 2007. The film rights were purchased by Fox, 20th Century Fox, that year. They had a bunch of people on board, but it stayed in development hell for a little while. In 2019, though, it was still being, it had been greenlit. However, once Disney bought 21st Century Fox, they ended it and canceled it completely.
The Mouse Murdered Our Sims movie?
I'm sad to say. Now, Disney has a lot to answer for, but it has one more thing to answer for in what they destroyed. There is one other thing of note, that in 2020, we had a thing called The Sims Sparked, which was a reality competition television show on TBS in 2020. It only ran for, you know, the four episodes, but it ended with a $100,000 prize. I never saw any of that. Did you?
I, like, now that you mention it, vaguely remember seeing clips on TikTok of it and thinking, oh, I gotta watch that. And then it being COVID and just, like, Tiger King took over.
Yeah.
Anything.
Oh, yeah, that would have been about the right time.
And I wasn't playing yet, so it wasn't even on my... But I hadn't been convinced yet to play, so...
Yeah.
I hadn't come along yet.
Perfect. I have to admit, I think I'm still very on the fence about The Sims. And before we move along, I was hoping that a veteran such as yourself, Sire, as well as a mod enthusiast such as yourself, Heather, could convince me, and maybe a couple of our listeners, why we should be playing The Sims.
Absolutely. Start at number one. I'll start.
Oh, you've come prepared.
We've come with a list, because our mission today is to make sure that anyone who listens tries to play The Sims at least once.
Hmm.
And
it's free to play.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. So, okay, number one, if building your own house or creating your own characters scares you, you can download ones that other characters, like me and Heather, have created in the gallery that we have uploaded. There are millions of Sims and houses and things built by the Sims community that they upload for free in the community gallery that is playable in-game that you can download for free.
Heather, I've got great news for you. You no longer need to try building roofs anymore.
I won't.
No more abduction.
I won't do it. Yeah. So also, you can make real life characters or famous actors or famous characters from your books and play them in the game. For instance, Sire's husband is Gerard Butler.
One of many that I've made in the past 12 years.
Which Gerard Butler?
Nims Island Gerard Butler. Nims Island, I think, came out in 2007.
Uh-huh.
Great film. Jodie Foster.
No love for Phantom of the Opera, Gerard
I think, Butler? Like, he's great. They just don't have that mask.
Gotcha.
But he's, like, you know, he's all rugged.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, now that I think of it, like, just, like, kind of is giving my husband vibes in all of Nims Island. He's just, like, an outdoorsy guy. So, we did it.
We did it.
Or, if you're me, I have a country house run by Ross Poldark, his wife Desmelda, and their adopted child Valentine.
Amazing.
You also always need to have music playing in The Sims on one of your stereos, because not only do they love to dance and it's hilarious, but so many of the songs are real songs that have been recorded by their original artists in Simlish. Katy Perry, Glass Animals. There is Nelly's Hot in here, but it's not Nelly. Missy Elliott's in there. Like, there are tons of songs on every single station that are actually recorded by the artist.
Really?
It's so cool.
Okay, that's awesome.
Also, there's lots of secrets and there's lots of hidden things to uncover. Everything from lore to aspirations to entire hidden worlds. What's your favorite hidden world, Sarah?
There is a hidden world in the outdoor living pack, which is like a camping expansion. And in that secret world, there's a lady called the Hermit, and she lives in her own cabin on, like, this beautiful oasis, like, in the woods, and she'll, like, make you tea. What's your favorite?
I can't tell. The most recent thing that happened to me, though, I had to write down. I didn't know there's actually a grilled cheese aspiration.
Oh, yeah.
So if you eat a grilled cheese 3 times in a row, you get this special award for doing that. So you can just do random things, and they're like, oh, You got that award.
So, like, a sim will have an aspiration?
They have aspirations, they have needs, they have wants, they have a soul journey if you have the life and death pack. They have all sorts of things.
And you, like, establish it when they're created, some of them. Like, you give them an aspiration and three main traits when you create them. So their aspiration is, like, I want to have a big, happy family. I want to go to college. I want to be a nefarious criminal. I want to, you know, raise livestock, whatever.
Are there ever any secret aspirations?
Yes. All sorts of ones. You can also just do things like choose your favorite colors. You can pick your types of music you like. So, like, if, you know, you really hate children's lullabies and they come on the radio, they'll, like, have a bad mood lit because they're don't want to listen to that. So, I mean, it's you can put as much into it as you want. Make it as realistic as you want.
Next one. As we mentioned, if you get the Get to Work pack, you can get abducted by aliens and your male sims will get pregnant and give birth to a space baby.
That is a feature, not a bug.
Feature, not a bug. But let me tell you, the bugs are awesome. Sometimes infants will spontaneously combust. Sometimes your arms will, like, become the length of the lot.
Yep.
It's awesome. Anytime a bug happens in the sim, it is a gift, not an issue.
And the next one, Mac, death.
Dun, dun, dun.
You can be in denial or make it as real as you want. So, for instance, you can turn off death and aging if you want everyone to just stay their perfect little selves. And you can choose if you want to age them up or, you know, everyone just stays in their current status. You can also die if you have certain packs. You can choose how you die. You can choose when it happens. You can also, and I'll let Sire talk more about this one, you can also torture.
Okay. Hang on, for completely unrelated reasons, I just need to go check on something.
You can. It's really cool. You can, like, say, hey, everybody come over for a pool party. Everybody gets in the pool. Oh, God took away the ladders. Have fun. Have fun figuring that out. They all will die. The Grim Reaper will come. He has an iPad. He will iPad them away. And then you can build a wall around them on all four sides so they're trapped in a room. If you're, like, really sadistic, you'll put windows in there. I put windows in there. You know, other things, you can, like, you can light them on fire. That you, like, or you can get mods called, like, you know, violence, and you can do that too.
You know, I shouldn't...
That's a separate thing.
I shouldn't be too surprised. After all, if this is a game that owes its origins to SimCity, whomst amongst us didn't like dropping Godzilla in the town and watching it rampage?
Weren't there, like, meteor showers too?
Yeah, I think there were tsunamis, earthquakes. I think there was a whole bunch of stuff. Nuclear meltdown. Never really messed with that one.
That didn't make the list, but actually, if you use the telescope too much, you can get hit by an asteroid and die. Oh. That's one of the ways you can die. That didn't make the list, though. Moving on
to the list.
This next one's fun. You can do something called woohoo, which might lead to more little Sims joining your household, which is really fun. But the game has a lot of options when it comes to woohooing, having little Sim children, and also now, especially in the, like, childhood of baby Sims, really cool. It used to you'd have a baby in a bassinet that you couldn't interact with, and then it would just be in elementary school as soon as they aged up. There was no toddler, infant, anything. Now you have newborns, infants, toddlers, children, teens, which is really great.
Or you can get a nanny if you're like me and you don't want to change diapers all day and keep feeding them that bottle.
It's also really cool to, like, age up your Sims to see what they're going to look like and then send them back to being kids. Or, like, you know, you can see what your kids would look like with Gerard Butler. Yep. Also. Yeah.
Gotta check.
Next one, it's okay to cheat. It's almost encouraged. So there's a lot of common things that everyone does. Mm-hmm. Some common cheats are typing in the word motherload, one word, and you get $50,000 added to your money. Helps pay for those eco fines.
Yeah.
You know, when those come
and
up.
And your bills, because that's, like, absolutely, the one thing they kept from life.
Yep. They will turn your lights off if you don't pay your bills.
The land grab power company will come for you.
Yes. But you can, there's a cheat where it auto pays your bills.
Or so. You can marry Joffrey Landgrab And then you don't have to pay property taxes anymore.
Nice. Nice to know that the land grabs have a soft spot for their own family.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Not corrupt at all.
No. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there are cheating guides that like The Sims puts out with each new pack.
Really?
So you'll get things that are like, because it's, they understand that like a lot of people who want to build, they don't want to have to like create a household and pay for every piece of furniture. Mm. You know, you don't necessarily want to have to like, otherwise you would only be able to move things SimCity like where they make sense to the game's program, but you can turn that off so you can place things anywhere. And so they send you like,
so we could have a swim up bar.
Yeah, there's a tiki bar.
Nice.
Number 9, mods. These are gameplay enhancements that you can install to the game from the internet. You can find mods on anything you like, from clothes to like realistic makeup, more realistic looking like skin textures or hair textures, to like if you are doing a royalty thing, pre-royalty pack, you can get like gowns and crowns and stuff. Or you can get ones that like completely alter your gameplay by making like life more realistic, by adding like gross body things, or that make it like more violent, or make it, you know, look different, texture packs and that sort of stuff. Mods are getting weird now though, because EA just released like a marketplace sort of thing. That's a whole nother issue, but mods are really cool. Would recommend mods for your game.
And then the last one, as we've already said, it's free. So what are you waiting for? You can download it, try it out, and you've got nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose but your sanity that you pour into it as you get lost for a full 40-hour work week.
You will have days where you sit down for, like, you clock in for 7 hours. You take, like, an hour lunch because your family is worried.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and you get, like...
Real family or sim family?
Real family. Real They're family. Like, we lost her. Sire, come home. There have been times you get like oddly protective about your computer too, because you're playing God, so you feel like wrong a little bit. And I know we've talked about this, where like if someone walks behind me while I'm playing Sims, I slam that screen. I'm not doing anything weird, but I'm like, they're gonna start, they're gonna woohoo, someone's gonna die, like it's something weird's gonna happen, and I'm like, just don't look.
Although I think it is fairly well established that people will walk behind you when the most appropriate moment in any
Absolutely.
Video game is happening. It just always.
So that's why you should play The Sims.
I think you've convinced me. I will not promise to do it before I meet with Lom next week, but in the upcoming weeks, I shall try The Sims. I don't know how many expansion packs I will buy because the sticker shock is a little bit getting to me. And Sire, you mentioned that it's how many thousands?
1,700, I believe.
1,700. So not quite two. Maybe I should be a little bit less alarmist, but I guess I don't have a frame of reference for it, but it seems to me like that's a lot of money for a game, and we already know that not all of the packs are winners. What do you think about the pricing of the packs, of whether that's the game mod, or I forget the term. Hang on. I got it. I wrote it down. Whether that's the game packs or the expansion packs, what do you think about the pricing of it? And this is a chance for you to give prescriptions for what EA should be doing and if they're listening. Oh. So what do we think about the price of the packs in Sims, or the price of anything in Sims? I'm sure that the packs aren't the only thing that cost money, especially if there's a marketplace now.
Not now.
Now
yeah. There's a marketplace.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about it, and I also haven't like tried it, so I can't speak on it, but I have heard that a lot of people are really upset because it's now like in-game currency that you buy with your own money, basically. Mm-hmm. So like you have to buy, I don't remember what they're called. They're not called simoleons, but it's like you have to buy coins and you use those coins to buy mods and texture packs and custom content and stuff that other creators have made rather than downloading it from their website. Mm-hmm. And you pay the game for them with those coins, which I know like in theory sounds fine. However, EA takes a 70% cut of
70%?
So the creators get 30, which by the way, you're already paying EA. So they get 30% of those coins, I believe. And then whatever that translates to into dollars. So most of them don't like charge money anyway. Like, a lot of mods are free to download.
Well, a lot of them have Patreons and things where you can get it sooner, or you can get beta versions if you really like, you know, a creator. Then a lot, like, all of us have our favorite ones. Then obviously we're going to want to get that first. But yeah, then they then release it for free.
So you mentioned that mods are available and the marketplace is a new development.
Yes.
What has the status of your old mods been now that the market has that fiddled with it in any way?
It hasn't quite happened yet, I don't think.
No, but they do like mess up mods every time they do an update.
Absolutely. The patches. So, and some creators take longer to update that. So when that happens, you have to choose to either play offline or not use mods. And once you've had them, you're never going to go back.
You notice a difference.
You don't want to play without them. So you have to wait. And that's why we said sometimes you'll go a while without playing because, you know, if you're already waiting, then you kind of forget about it. And then eventually you get back to it. Sometimes it's also a reason why you stop playing for a minute if there's going to be a big patch or a big update, because it's going to mess everything up until they figure out all the kinks. Because those are different than the game bugs in the regular game, which are fun. If it messes up in a mod, it can really mess up your game.
Now, have we heard any scuttlebutt about them locking down mods now that there's a marketplace?
No, but I'm afraid that could be something that happens, you know, where they do something to mess with that. Because, I mean, your mods folder is, like, so accessible. They know that you're going to play with that. I would not be surprised if they, like, scraped that from the programming.
So I'm just going to say I think this is something that I'm going to mention in legalese as a possibility, but we'll have to wait for that.
In terms of, like, pricing, back to the point.
Yeah, back to the point.
Back to the point. When the game came out, it was, like, $60 to buy, or $40, depending.
It wasn't always.
It became free in 2021, recently. But for the first 10 years, it was, you had to pay for it. And it was, you could buy it online or you could buy a disc and put it, you know, in your computer, your Xbox or whatever. Now it's free. But when it was $60 and game pack or expansion packs were still $40, that was crazy. Because you were like, mathematically, I'm spending $100 on this game just to play something, like, kind of fun.
Yeah, that's intense.
Which is why, like, the sales are so often in the bundles where you get, like, an expansion pack, a game pack, and a stuff pack for the price of an expansion pack and a stuff pack. Basically, you essentially get that, like, game pack for free. That's cool.
So over to somebody who hasn't, you know, been nickeled and dimed to death for 14 years on The Sims 4. Coming into it, by the time you came into it, it was already free, right, Heather?
It was already free, and that's how someone convinced me to play it. And I have bought some packs, but because I'm coming in new, which is also why I recommend everyone, if you haven't played it, you should play it, because there's all this research now where you can find out what people like and what they don't like. And you can think, oh, well, I'd really like to get taxed by OSHA. Then get the Eco Pack if you disagree with us. But, you know, if that sounds horrible, then, you know, don't spend $40 on that one. Yeah. You know, move on to a different one. And there's lots of different forums. There's lots of YouTube videos. There's Reddit pages, you know, Discords, all sorts of things where you can do research beforehand and figure out maybe what works for you. Also, Sims put out these big trailers before they come out, and they show you kind of what it's going to look like when you play it. So, and people do walkthroughs of the challenges and things. So you can tell, you can get a vibe for if that's something you really want. Like, I knew I was going to get the vintage glamour pack because I really wanted a butler, and that's the only way to get one. So I waited till it was on sale, and now I have a butler.
Okay, so when we have a new game pack or a new expansion pack, do they have a general price, or do they set a new, like, price each time?
No, it's the same, and they want you to pre-order it. And a lot of times if you pre-order it, they will give you free stuff with it. So, like, you things that you can't get in any other way, a special, or at least at the time, you can't get it any other way. So whether that's, it's stuff normally that goes in your inventory, so maybe it's different hairstyles or clothes or things that go into furniture that goes in your with whatever the game pack is going to be. So that's to entice people to pre-order it. So, and it won't, not all the packs go on sale. So like the one that just came out is probably not going to be part of the next sale. They're going to wait a little while before they put that one on sale.
So the one that just came out, mm-hmm. they want $20, $40?
40.
40.
Which, like, that's where the worlds come into play a lot for me as someone who likes to build. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, if that world is four lots, I'm not spending $40 on that because that's not enough yeah. time and space to build.
That's not a lot.
So... You have to leave the silence after that, yeah. there, by the way.
Yeah. If I don't leave the silence, it's toast. It's not funny.
It's like, that's a lot. And then it just cuts to us being like, but anyway.
No, this bit stays in. The, yeah. So... with it being that, so if all of them are going to be $40, do the expansion packs have a slightly different, or do they come in at 40 as well?
All expansion packs are 40. All game packs are 20. Then there are some for like 15, the stuff packs, and then there are kits for $5.
And so when they go on sale, though, because we know, you know, if Lom were here, he would encourage us. He would say we are ballers on a budget here. And what kind of sales do you usually see? And how long do you have to wait for that kind of stuff?
It's all the time. And it's like 60% off. Different ones go on sale at different times, though. Mm-hmm. So like if the one I want is only 30% and I don't really need it that bad, I'll wait till it goes 60. Okay. Because they do seasonal ones. They do it when there's a new pack. They do it, you know,
they do Black Friday. They do Labor Day. They do
sale.
It's always something, and they always have an excuse for it. It's like, it's our birthday.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's...
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, something. And every time before a new pack comes out, like Heather said, there's a decent sale before that.
Okay. So, I guess my question then is, do you think that these packs are priced appropriately? Just as a general, do you think $40 is a good price? Or if we had somebody from EA here sitting in the room and, you know, maybe their word that they would take us seriously, what would we tell them for pricing?
I don't know if I'm trusting EA's word, but I would tell them they need to lower it. Uh-huh. Because charging us for every pack the same price as the original game, to my knowledge, that has never been done before. To be like, hey, you want an add-on for your game? Mm-hmm. That's just a little... It's going to, you know, change your gameplay and add more stuff, but it's just an add-on. It's not the game.
So what's the right price for Sire?
I would say 20 for an expansion pack. I would pay that. I think that's... rational, reasonable, especially considering the game itself is free, where it's like, I understand that now maybe they're like, I don't know what they're thinking, but they have to like make more money so they'll keep them the same. I don't see them ever lowering the prices. I see them raising them.
Same question for Heather.
I think, yeah, $20, because that's normally I wait till they're that price before I buy. So if they were that price all the time, I'd have more of them probably. So
even 25, it's like I'd fork that over for...
Yeah.
You know, a world I really liked.
All right. Now, we'll go ahead and move along now. EA, you're on notice. We need $20 packs. We would normally talk about some Kickstarter project to get off the ground, but honestly, there's not that much that's very sim adjacent. So instead, we're going to move straight on to Nerdflex, where we have some trivia question. These have been provided. They are entirely about The Sims. I have not seen them, but we have a stack here.
I'm so scared.
Okay. First trivia question. If you dare flirt in front of her, this old woman may whack you, or your Sims, with her purse. Who is she?
From Henford on Badgley.
Yeah, is her last name Brumblebottom or something? It's something no, like Crumple, that. She's the mayor.
Crumple
something.
Okay. Are we locking
We're locking in Crumple.
Crumple.
Yeah, she'll hit you with her purse.
Agnes Crumplebottom.
Yes!
Look at us.
You, come on.
Beginning, I got the okay, let's go.
Agnes
let's go.
Crumplebottom. She's awesome.
Number two. This colorful Sim can be summoned by viewing his portrait, but he will make you sad.
Colorful Sim may be summoned by viewing his portrait, but he may make you sad. Is that the guy from Paranormal?
Yes, the one in all the portraits. What's his name?
The only thing I can think of is the portrait of Dorian Gray.
He's very similar to him. He has like a little...
Oh, what's his name? He's got like one name. What's his name?
I don't know. He has the goatee.
Claude? It's not Claude.
Oh my gosh, I don't know his name. You were just talking about it.
I know.
Okay.
He's in my house all the time.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
The great part is that we always learn something, even if we're wrong. The tragic clown.
Oh.
Actually,
not even what we were talking about. Oh, I know. He's like,
yeah,
and he's in the spotted little yellow outfit, and he's a picture you can put in your house.
Oh, I would never put a clown picture in my house. Same. So it's never come up.
Same.
Okay.
See?
Yeah,
a hidden little secret there, everybody.
Wow. All right. This historic spinoff game set in the Middle Ages has a monstrous pit beast that can execute players' enemies.
That sounds awesome. That sounds like there was a medieval... Did you say like Colosseum? No, you said Middle Ages. There was a medieval Sims 3 pack, and the Sims 3 was like when you played that, you played that game. Mm. Like it wasn't part of the Sims 3. You played medieval Sims 3. That's the only thing I can think of, but that's not really a spinoff. That's just...
Okay. Sims Medieval.
That's what I'm talking about.
Is that what you're talking about? Okay, we'll put that in the we got it.
Maybe I'm wrong that it's Sims 3 and it's its own thing, but that is like, I've seen clips of that. It's cool. It's awful graphics. It's awesome.
So I am going to call an audible on this third question because you literally mentioned it. When using a telescope, you can be randomly struck by this falling object, a meteor, and you mentioned it, so that one doesn't count. Count Vladislavus Strahd IV is a beloved townie, more commonly known by this nickname.
Vlad? Vladdy Daddy, if you will.
Vladdy Daddy is what I
Are
have
you
written
serious?
Here. Yep. Vladdy Daddy.
I thought we just called him that.
Amazing.
Apparently everyone... He's awesome.
Yeah.
I love him.
Up for two more?
Sure. Oh my gosh, yeah. Okay.
Known for her red dress and mysterious disappearance, this sim recently received... a massive refresh, that's in quotes, update in The Sims 4.
Who is Bella Goth?
Final answer? You're correct.
You. Bella Goth. Yes. Way to make my stomach drop, dude.
That's the name of the game. All right. With a high enough skill level and significant effort, players can make a recipe for ambrosia that does what?
That brings you back from the dead.
Yes.
You are correct.
Wow.
6 out of 7. That's not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. Not
pretty good. What did we miss? Oh, the painting.
Oh, yeah,
clown.
The painting. The tragic clown.
That's just because we don't like clowns.
Because we don't like clowns.
No, we all lived through 2016.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know what they did. Excellent. Thank you. I'd like to, you know, highlight how we all... as a team, all equally.
We did.
Did these we did. 7 questions. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
I think you answered all of them, Mac.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just because I had the answers. Well, splendid. All right. Well, the second to last thing that we usually do on this show, the last thing is we share what we've been watching or playing. But just before that, we share a little bit of legalese because I am not a lawyer, but the law does... impact the way that we play games. And something to just mention that EA as a company isn't exactly what I would call a company that has clean hands. Plenty of lawsuits, right? However, very, very little actually directly implicates The Sims. The Sims have been keeping their noses clean, presumably. But that doesn't mean that nobody's doing craziness on the Sims team. But there is this one thing I have that is tangentially Sims related. And at the end of September 2025, EA announced that it had agreed to be acquired by an investor consortium comprised of the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia and other private equity firms at a price of $210 per share in cash. And following the closing of the proposed transaction, EA shareholders will be cashed out of their investment position and the company's shares will no longer be publicly traded. This was approved by shareholders in late December 2025. I do not have special access to shareholder information, so I don't know if it was one person who had 49% of the shares and 20 people who had the 3% that got it over 50 that made the thing. I can't commentate on that, but just to point out, it's been approved, but there has been some talk about a legal hurdle. Specifically, I have heard some talk from several law firms that are trying to encourage shareholders to talk with them about whether or not the due diligence that the higher-ups are supposed to do was in fact carried out before contemplating this merger. Nothing has materialized, though, which means we don't actually have anything to talk about with respect to that, which means all Mac has to talk about is a concept called leveraged buyout, which I know is less of a legal thing and more of a financial thing, and I don't know that much about financial advice, but I do know that when a firm decides to buy out another firm with a leveraged buyout, they take on enormous amounts of debt. And then when they buy out the company, that debt becomes owned by the company they just bought out. So when the Saudi investment fund buys out EA, if this goes through, all of the debt that they generated in order to do this, what, $55 billion buyout, is going to be debt held by EA Games. Not by the Saudi investment firm or any of the other two companies, which, by the by, those other two companies are almost a majority owned by the Saudi investment fund itself, so it's basically just one person. Point being is that I'm concerned that suddenly being squeezed by so much debt, the interest of EA is going to be to try and squeeze as much as they can from us. And Sire, you are vigorously nodding your head. I take it that this is something that has occurred to you already.
I feel like the weirdest development that's ever happened in The Sims 4 was just like one day waking up and being like, my favorite game is now owned by the Saudi Arabian government. Mm-hmm. That was a weird day. And following that, EA's next big move being you should no longer get mods from your internet browser. You should get them directly from the game using in-app purchases. Mm-hmm. Kind of weird. Kind of slimy. Mm-hmm. I don't like.
People threw a fit and fell into it about Google and Apple charging a 30% cut on purchases when they were hosting the things. So it is beyond bonkers for me that it's a 70% cut.
Goes to EA.
Yeah, yeah.
Is weird.
Yeah, agreed.
And I know that like a lot of, when that was announced, the whole Saudi thing, a lot of like sim streamers on, you know, YouTube and Twitch and everything kind of backed away from it and were like, mm-hmm. Hey, please take us off your creator list. We don't want to be associated with this. And it was just really interesting because it was like, this is a serious enough issue that the people whose like jobs are built on broadcasting The Sims 4 mm-hmm. are no longer going to be doing that. Like, they're quitting their jobs because this is such a big issue. Lil Simsy comes to mind. She was a huge one. But it's just like, it's weird.
Yeah. Did you lose anybody close to you in the fallout of the Saudi Prince purchase?
I haven't, but I'll tell you, if I do, then that would definitely, you know, then I'm glad I didn't pay the $1,700, you know,
yeah.
for all the packs, for sure.
For sure.
I mean, I've been asking, when I was a kid, when this game came out, like, I asked for game packs for Christmas every year. Like, I'd write them down on paper and I'd be like, tell Santa that, like, Snowy Escape is coming out and I need it really bad.
That's so cute. Oh man, so, that's great.
They've taken my grandparents' money for over a decade.
Excellent. We do like to share what cool nerdy things we've been into. That's games we're playing, that's books we're reading, that's movies and television we're watching. It doesn't all have to be nerdy, but you know, recommend a little something if you've seen something new recently. And I'd like to start by saying that over this last weekend, I watched Chitty Chitty Bang Bang with my nephews and my in-laws, and I have to admit, it did not hold up. And I regret, I don't regret the company I kept, but I regret the time I lost on that. Watch Sinners instead, but maybe not with the children. As for playing, I haven't played all that much aside from just some Dungeons and Dragons and things with people in the meat space, as I've been doing a bit more traveling this last week. What about you guys? Up to anything and playing and watching anything interesting?
Same. I was traveling as well this past week, but I did find time to play Sims. I did find time to play Sims 4, but hoping to catch up on some new movies and games.
The most interesting thing that's happened to me recently is I got bit by a dog today. But in other news...
So how can people replicate this experience at home?
Go to your friend's house and meet a dog that you've met 4 times before and say, hey, buddy.
You're doing this wrong. Download Sims. Yeah. Buy the download the dogs Sims and cats pack.
So true.
And then
you give them the aggressive trait.
Or, you know, just try to pet them before you try to become friends with them. They don't like that. They will bite you.
Amazing.
You're so right.
So, and then, you know what? You won't have torn pants like Sire because it's a game.
It's so true.
Excellent.
I've been playing Fallout New Vegas, as I mentioned. Mm-hmm. And it's great.
Nice.
It's fun. I'm from Vegas, so it's like going home. It looks just like it.
Yeah, it looks just like it. Nothing's changed.
Everything in Vegas is like in a weird limbo stage between 2D and 3D, like Fallout New Vegas, and mm-hmm. I really appreciate that.
Pre-rendered backgrounds, gotta love it.
It's beautiful. And that's about it.
Fantastic. Sire, Heather, thank you so much for coming out, for helping me understand what this whole Sims thing was all about. Of course, you know, I was cool. I knew what it was. But, you know, we convinced a bunch of listeners to do Sims, and that's really the important thing.
It's free for now.
For now.
We're both going to go home and make our own Mac character, I think.
Oh, no.
I think we're going to put you in our games.
I think we have to.
Yeah.
We're going to put you in a nice house.
Oh, stop.
White rooms.
Padded
walls.
Lots of cats.
No doors. Tons of cats.
Yep.
Just don't kill me.
You're going to be in a one by one with a lot of windows. Beautiful natural light. Beautiful space.
Amazing. I'm just concerned now that this will serve as a voodoo doll. Yeah, that's where
they
I'm...
have those too in the game.
Do.
Yep.
Because there's a voodoo pack.
Please don't make me a voodoo doll.
Who do you do with the power of voodoo? That's what plays on your loading screen.
Oh,
nice.
Well, thank you guys for coming out. It was great to have you, and I do promise you will hear some information about my experience with The Sims in the future. But until then, I guess we've just got one last thing to say.
Dag, dag. Dag.